Hello, this is Jefferson from New York Opinions Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This service is quick and confidential. What is your zip code?
10466.
Hello. All right, thank you. Moving forward, are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, or are you not registered?
Registered.
Thank you. Do you think of yourselves as male, female, or something else?
Female. What is this research about?
All right, thank you. Yeah, as I was telling you, well, first of all, this is Jeff or Jefferson from New York Opinions Research, right? Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. The service is quick and confidential, as I said. What is the year of your birth?
1960.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
None of those.
Thank you. What is your race? White, Black, or African, American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Island, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
None of those describe me. I'm from the Caribbean.
Okay. Thank you. You said you are for the Caribbean, correct?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Indo-Caribbean.
And moving forward. All right. Thank you. And moving forward, go ahead.
Go ahead. It's okay.
Okay, thank you. What is the highest level of schools you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
PhD.
Okay, just to confirm, you said BHD, correct?
No, PhD, doctorate.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Biden.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be elections for presidents, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably no vote, or will you definitely no vote?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you. One moment, please. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election? And on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not all motivated and 10 means that you are extremely motivated.
10.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. A 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
What's about an 8?
Okay, just to confirm, you're saying 8, correct?
8, yes.
Thank you. Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statements. Regardless of how I feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it's my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree? Somewhat agree? Neither agree or disagree? Somewhat disagree? Strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter a lot. The first one, protecting LGBTQ rights?
It matters.
Okay. Just to confirm, remember we have the options matters a lot, mattered somewhat, does not matter much, does not matter at all?
Matters much.
Thank you. Protecting abortion rights?
It matters much.
All right. Matters a lot or matters somewhat?
A lot.
Thank you. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris?
Matters a lot.
Thank you. Election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate?
It matters a lot.
Thank you. Moving forward, we know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, would you say protecting LGBTQ rights? I'm sorry. For each of the following, just to confirm, for each of the following, would you say nothing will stop me, I want to vote and probably will, if it's convenient, I will vote, I doubt I will vote, no change, I will vote. First one, nothing protecting LGBT. Yeah, go ahead.
Nothing will stop me from voting.
Okay. Protecting LGBTQ rights?
Nothing will stop me from voting.
Thank you. Protecting abortion rights?
Nothing will stop me from voting.
Thank you. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris?
The what?
The presidential election. Sure. Yeah, absolutely. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris?
Nothing will stop me.
Thank you. Election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate?
Nothing will stop me.
Thank you. All right. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for presidents were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy, someone else, or would you vote, or would you not vote, or are you undecided, or some other options?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. If the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, a third party or independent candidate? Are you undecided or would you not vote?
Democratic candidate.
Thank you. If you knew that protecting abortion access was on the ballot to this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 elections? Are you much more motivated, someone more motivated, no change, someone less motivated, much less motivated, will no vote?
No change.
Thank you. How much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot of protected rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot, some, not much, nothing at all?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Here is the text of Prop 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. Add certain protections to state bill for rights. Add anti-discrimination provisions to state's constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. Yes, vote puts this protection against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state's constitution. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you no vote?
I will vote yes to have no discrimination.
Okay. Thank you. Based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment would prohibit housing discrimination, remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions, give voting rights to immigrants, estranging voting rights protections, prevent discrimination based on age, put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution, put protections for abortion into the state constitution, provide protections on the basis of gender, stringent protections for New Yorkers with disabilities.
That was a lot. Can you repeat what you just said?
Absolutely. Based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment would...
Let me repeat it. Based on my rate or what?
Based on the read, I mean, the previous amendment we just talked about that discrimination we were talking, right? Based on this amendment, do you think this amendment would prohibit housing discrimination, remove parents' rights over the children's medical decision, give voting rights to immigrants, strengthen voting rights protection, prevent discrimination based on age, put LGBTQ protections into the state's constitution, put protections for abortion into the state constitution, provide protections on the basis of gender, and strengthen protection for New Yorkers with disabilities?
It will provide protection.
Okay.
Just
to confirm, provide protections on the basis of gender. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, knowing that this amendment would put protection for abortion into the state's constitution, would you definitely vote yes, probably vote yes, probably vote no, or definitely vote no on this amendment, or are you undecided?
I will vote yes.
Thank you.
The question before that is protection for abortion rights. Not for gender, for abortion rights.
Just to confirm, you said, provide protections on the basis of gender. But remember the options that I read to you is prohibit housing discrimination, remove parents' right over the children's medical decisions, give voting rights to immigrants, strengthen voting rights protections, prevent discrimination based on age, put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution, put protections for abortion into the state constitution, provide protections on the basis of gender, strengthen protection for New Yorkers with disabilities.
Okay, and what was my response?
Your response is provide protections on the basis of gender.
Okay. Yeah.
Let me just continue. Give me just one moment. Well, yeah. Compare to voting for presidents or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1, which is an amendment that will protect abortion rights? And is that someone are much more or less motivated?
More motivated.
Thank you. Just one moment. Next, I'm going to read you a series of statements. For each one, please tell me how much you agree on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you're strongly disagree and 10 means that you're strongly agree. The first one, it's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Is it important to protect the most vulnerable members of society from discrimination?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. The government should not be able to discriminate against anyone.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. We need to protect everyone's fundamental freedom to have an abortion.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. We need to focus our on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants.
Can you repeat that question?
Yes, of course. We need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants. Remember the scale is from 0 to 10.
With 10 being strongly agree?
Strongly agree Yeah, you strongly agree, that means that you are saying 10, right?
Okay. So I'll say 5.
Thank you. Children should not be, children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent.
I don't know. I'll do a 5.
Okay, thank you. Everyone deserves the chance to thrive no matter their cultural background or place of birth.
That's a 10.
Thank you. Is it important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender affirming care?
I would say 5.
Thank you. Everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose.
10.
Thank you. Let me move forward. Here's a short statement about Prop 1. The New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to New York's state constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attacks we're seeing across the country. At a moment in time when we are seeing state governments and cultural rights backwards, this proposal solidifies protections within our state constitution. This amendment would add a layer of protection for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on person ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy and pregnancy outcomes, reproductive health care, and autonomy. Hearing this, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you no vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Over the course of a survey, sometimes things change. It's okay if you answer it did not change, but once again, as you may know, there will be elections for President of the U.S. Congress and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably no vote? Or will you definitely no vote?
Certain to vote.
Thank you. Now, which of the following statements do you find more convincing, even if neither is exactly right, and is that much more convincing or somewhat more convincing? Statement A, this amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our Constitution. It will strip parents of their rights to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent sex change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment also has special protections based on national origin, which will make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. Next, or statement B, these claims are false and just not credible in New York. Parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care, and this amendment does not change that. The protection in this amendment have nothing to do with countries, asylum, or immigrants' laws. They are simply about closing loopholes in the state constitution to make sure that all people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter their race or ethnicity.
The one you just read me.
Sorry, one more time?
The one you just read. That's the one.
Statement B, right?
Yeah.
Just to confirm, is that much more convincing or somewhat more convincing?
More convincing. Somewhat more convincing.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you something that some people have said are motivated reasons to vote in favor of Prop 1. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means you think that this is extremely motivating reason to vote in favor of Prop 1. 5 means it makes you think that it's somewhat motivated, and 0 means that you don't think it's motivated at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. First one. Extremist politicians have drafted a plan to enact nationwide policies they came into power in this election, which would impose their white nationalist agenda on our state. They want to make it harder to get an abortion, treating the legality of sex marriage. discrimination against trans people and eliminate equality of and civil rights initiatives. It is vital that we protect this right in New York to protect the status quo, no matter what happens in November.
No, Amanda. I will vote 8.
Thank you. Next one. Since Roe v. Wade was overturned and abortion has been under attack from anti-abortion extremists across the country, right here in New York, there have been 74 bills in the last few years trying to restrict abortion access in the states. Now, more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can protect the rights to abortion in our state, so we don't leave it up the whims or out-of-touch politicians who could easily roll back on abortion rights in the future. Protecting the right to abortions in the New York Constitution is a permanent layer of protection that's needed to stop that from happening.
10.
Thank you. The government is supposed to work for the people, not discriminate against its citizens, by putting these protections directly into our state's constitution. We are holding an elected politician accountable to the standard of equal protection for all. Here in New York, there is no room for elected leaders and government officials using their positions of power to take advantage of a discriminate against New Yorkers.
Can you repeat? I wasn't listening.
Sure, absolutely. No problem. Yes, the government is supposed to work for the people, not discriminate against its citizens. By putting these protections directly into our state's constitution, we're holding all elected politicians accountable to the standard of equal protection for all.
10.
Here in New York.
10.
Okay.
10.
Thank you. Right now, the New York Constitution has loopholes that leave many New Yorkers unprotected. For example, it does not adequately protect the right to abortion, does not protect the rights of older New Yorkers, and does not protect the rights of those with disabilities. This amendment will close that loophole and make sure that all New Yorkers are covered and cannot be discriminated against by the government.
10.
Thank you. All right. Sometimes over the course of a survey, things change. It's okay, I'll find if they didn't know, but once again, here's the text from once an amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. Just to let you know, we are about to end now. Just left in a couple of questions. Add certain protections to the State Bill of Rights. Add anti-discrimination provision to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers productive healthcare and autonomy. A yes vote puts this protection against discrimination in New York State's constitution. A no vote leaves this protection as opposed to state's constitution. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no in this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you no vote?
Yes.
Thank you. After reading all of this information, are you more or less likely to go vote in the November 24 election for president, Congress of states, and local offices and ballot issues than you were at the start of the service? And is that someone or much more or less likely?
More likely to vote.
Remember, the options should be much more likely or someone more likely.
The first one is what, much?
Yeah, I'm sorry. The answers are much more likely, someone more likely, someone less likely, or much less likely.
Much more likely.
Thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not all motivated and 10 means that you are extremely motivated? Thank you.
10.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself one heterosexual, straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
Straight.
Thank you. Are you married and married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or a widow?
Married.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Thank you. In politics today, so do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Would you say you're employed full-time, part-time?
Full-time.
Thank you. Just one moment, please. Last year, that is, 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Do you have a range?
Not really, but you can provide me with examples if you want. Your best estimate is fine.
All right. Over 150.
One more time, equation. I'm sorry, the answer, please.
Over 150.
Over 150, you said, correct?
Yes.
Just one moment. All right, perfect. This concludes our service, and thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time. That's all for now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.